The idea of setting aside untouched land and protecting it isn't new. In fact, even over 100 years ago, Teddy Roosevelt was saying,
"It is also vandalism wantonly to destroy or to permit the destruction of what is beautiful in nature, whether it be a cliff, a forest, or a species of mammal or bird. Here in the United States, we turn our rivers and streams into sewers and dumping grounds. We pollute the air, we destroy forests, and exterminate fishes, birds, and mammals. Not to speak of vulgarizing charming landscapes with hideous advertisements. But at last, it looks as if our people were awakening."
The first national park was signed into effect in 1872, and the first state park followed 10 years later. But today, there's been trouble within our protected land, and it's trouble not too far from home. I'm Alex Cruikshanks, and this is Environmental.
Tonight we know much more about the illegal trail that caused thousands of dollars in damage at Fort Harrison State Park. RTV6's Graham Hunter reports Facebook messages helped investigators.
Last spring, authorities found Facebook messages between two men found trespassing on protected land within Fort Harrison State Park.
"I'm starting a little maintenance fund to spray Sedona / Flagstaff so we can ride it all summer. Should just have to spray it once, but it does need to be done covertly.
And with funds and help."
The men writing these messages, David Huffhand and Jed Kidwell, have been charged with creating an illegal mountain bike trail. The trail was excavated and benched in with soil scattered and compacted and vegetation removed, sometimes even with herbicides. They constructed in the Chinquapin Nature Preserve, the largest undeveloped property in Indianapolis, stretching over 100 acres. There's no trails inside the park that come close to the preserve. The only way to really access it is on the side of a busy road. When looking at it, of course you can't see the illegal trail. It makes it really hard to believe that over $50,000 of damage lies beyond that fence. Illegal trails have their fair share of consequences. While other mountain bike groups work with the Department of Natural Resources to find the safest place to construct trails, what Huffhand and Kidwell did completely bypassed this process. Protected land is ultimately made for wildlife, and when you trespass and segment this land, not only do you harm species habitat and important vegetation, but you can even introduce detrimental invasive species. All of these negative effects, and yet this is not the first time things like this have happened. Sedona, Arizona is constantly referred to as the new mountain bike mecca. The number of mountain bikers, bike shops, bike trails has absolutely skyrocketed in the past 20 years, along with the number of people going out to construct their own trails. Jeff Harris was one of the most beloved trail builders, well known for crazy trails with even crazier names. He was charged with illegal trail building and destruction of federal property, and was given a $2,500 fine and a year of restricted access to the surrounding Coconino Forest. Everywhere, there seems to be an emerging problem. Too many bikers and too little land that legally belongs to them. And there's been an ongoing effort to stop the bikers who decide to take efforts into their own hands. Huffhand and Kidwell have been charged with criminal mischief and criminal trespass. Those are a level 6 felony and a class A misdemeanor. The parks are obviously fighting back, especially against mountain bike groups everywhere that say the parks aren't for the protected, they're for the people. One post on the Fort Harrison Mountain Bikers page called the creation of the preserve, quote, appalling, and contributes the increase of obesity in our state to the limited trail space available amongst protected land. This post has 27 comments. The bikers see the persecution of Huffhand and Kidwell as a criminal act itself, while the parks will only ever see them as straight-up criminals. It's an ongoing battle, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. In the future, though, we can definitely expect to see more of these illegal trails, and a fight back. For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks with the return of Environmental. For more episodes and other great podcasts, including my feature project, Standing Straight, visit our website, whje.com.